Nutri, the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of the NutriMedical Report, recommends hyperbaric chambers in many serious healthcare conditions, from stroke recovery to congestive heart failure to cancer, autoimmune diseases, and requiring serious infections to be dealt with hyperbaric oxygen therapy, ozone, and augmented oxygen. If you want to get a hyperbaric chamber for Dr. Bill, do contact him at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at 888-212-8871. Dr. Bill will arrange a lease and also documentation so you can write off the cost of your hyperbaric chamber against your health insurance and your taxes. The best hyperbaric chambers are the ones that Dr. Bill recommends or Summit to see, but do arrange through Dr. Bill Deagle, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, go to contact us and send your request of your specific condition. He will provide a consultation and the proper advice on nutraceuticals and other technology to augment your recovery. Take care with NutriMedical.com. welcome back, and one of my favorite people all week is Harley Schlanger from Luce Foundation. We have lots to talk about. The circus going on at the same time Trump was trying to negotiate with Kim. I really didn't think a lot was going to happen because I believe that trade deals and other deals to actually work toward denuclearization, because the rocket engines and guidance systems for Kim actually didn't come from China or somewhere else. They came from Russia. Remember now, North Korea is a satellite, and there are people behind the scenes in Kim's government that are actually Stalinists that really don't want to someone trained in Switzerland, who actually probably is in pretty good relationship with Trump and wants to work out a deal so it can be like South Korea. I can tell you, the South Koreans are impressive people. What they've done to their economy is amazing. Genetically and otherwise, these people are like superhumans. The highest muscle-to-bone ratio, very high IQs, very, very honorable people that honor their elderly. Basically genetically the same in North Korea, and they're starving to death up there with a destroyed economy. And I know that Kim wants a deal. But I would say that Trump needs to move forward by working on the trade issues and the denuclearization issues of Laurentia Island and other things, where the Russians are justifiably paranoid. They know we have 2,700, it's called Joint Strike Fighters, F-35s, that could actually bomb the heck out of Russia with no warning. And they're justifiably paranoid. And I think if we don't look at it from the other side's perspective, you know, just like the Chinese want to have some trade, but, you know, there's a way of working things out. You know, you do treaties with your potential enemies. Even the Belt and Road thing, I think the Belt and Road idea is good, but it should be multilateral, just like a multilateral trade deal, like a Bretton Woods type of currency standard, so we can stabilize the world economy. I think all these things are doable, aren't they?
Let me take a look at it from a slightly different standpoint, because, you know, we can't look at the solutions from the standpoint of the geopolitics that caused the problems.
Right.
So these are complex issues. Denuclearization, the U.S.-China trade deal, even the Middle East getting
there's
out of
a, what I'm saying, though, there's a linkage. We don't know all the details of the linkage, but there's a linkage between working on something with Xi on trade and Russia and getting a deal with Kim. I don't think just meeting with Kim alone is really going to be functionally effective, is what I'm saying.
Well, of course there is, but what's the linkage? The linkage is that you have to get out of the existing paradigm where nations are seen as competing in a zero-sum game, where my
right.
gain is your loss, or your gain is my loss.
Right.
You know, that's the thinking that the British Empire has imposed on the whole world so that they can control it, so that you can pit countries against each other. You look at India, Pakistan. I'll get to that in a couple of minutes.
And by the way, that principle you're talking about is right through all LaRouche's things for five decades. And the fact is, it's why they jailed him, because he actually wanted to break the British paradigm, which is the idea of creating chaos so they can maintain control, right?
And the way you break out of the paradigm is you go to this higher question of what are the common interests, the common aims of mankind. And here's where you see Trump is operating on a very sophisticated level. It's very complex, and it's not
right.
simple. And you know, maybe he fed into the illusion that he knew he was going to get a deal and that this was somehow disappointing. But before Trump went to Hanoi, he changed that. He said, look, we'll see what we can do. We may not get it this time, but we're going to work on it. It's a long-term process. And after
it's like the deal that was made by Reagan that eventually brought down the wall. Mr. Gorbachev, bring down this wall. And the wall fell. But it was the third deal. It wasn't the second deal that worked, was it?
But what Trump said is that the question is not really are there Stalinists in North Korea or what's the Russian policy. Trump is doing something that's totally different, which is
right.
why he's gotten this far with North Korea.
Right.
He's working directly with Xi Jinping of China, with Putin of Russia,
right.
with President Moon of South Korea, and with Abe of Japan. This has never been done by an American president.
Exactly. By the way, what your principle is, and I have to insert this, which is why it's so radical, it's like outdoing a business deal. It's the art of the deal. And what you have to see here, Trump is not a politician. People want to put him in a political jacket. He's not a politician, is he?
Well, that's true. But this is not just a business deal. This is the highest level of statecraft, where you go to countries that have common concerns. and you say, look, we may disagree on this or that, but we have a common concern. None of us want to have a country that's starving that has nuclear weapons.
Right.
And so the Chinese agree with that, the Russians agree with that, the Japanese and the South Koreans, and Kim does also. Now,
right.
The problem is Kim is in a situation where he legitimately is not sure he can trust the United States. Now, this is something that, Americans have trouble thinking about because they think we're so good, we're so rational, it's all
yeah.
the rest of the world that's
exactly.
irrational.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, remember, Muammar Gaddafi gave
the Gaddafi effect.
Program.
Yeah.
Look
right.
what happened to him.
Yeah.
Saddam
gave
up his weapons program. Look what happened to him. So Kim may trust Trump, but he knows there are a bunch of rotten eggs around him, like Bolton and some of the others, who would be happy to say to him, you get rid of your nuclear weapons, then we're going to overthrow you. Because North Korea is a country that could be wealthy, not just because of the genetics of the Korean people, but because it's sitting on strategic metals.
Right.
It is a country that could, because of its geographical location, play a major role in the Belt and Road Initiative. So
right.
Kim has a problem to deal with, which is, can he trust the United States? And so he's sort of testing Trump. He's saying, well, suppose we get rid of the Yonghap nuclear place. Can you take off some of the sanctions? And Trump is saying, well, we don't trust you to do that unless you do all of them. Then we take off the sanctions. Now, that is a hard negotiating posture for both sides.
Well, I got a better one, and I'm going to insert this right now.
In the meantime, they're building trust.
Let me hear how you build trust. Let me insert this and then get your comment. What needs to happen is something you mentioned before. We need humanitarian aid to the people of North Korea, and we need retraining. I want mobile retraining units there, just like Dirty Jobs or Mike Rowe. If we train these people for plumbers, electricians, and other things, the 2 million-plus army, it's the second-largest standing army in the world. In a little tiny country starving to death with like 26 million people, it's ridiculous. So they need food and skill sets. Once they have those things, then we have to have on-the-ground military force with our inspectors there disassembling the missile and the other silos. If the people see us bringing in hundreds of thousands of tons of food and mobile schools to actually train them in different skill sets and international trainers, not just American, the people of Korea will love us, realize we're trying to make them like South Korea. They have relatives I'm sure they still try to communicate with by whatever means that are living literally in Korean heaven. I mean, if you go to Seoul, we have friends right across the street from us in our eight-home creative community. These people are amazingly resourceful. And if we gave the opportunity to the North Koreans and gave them food and retraining, the regime would completely be cooperative. And also, by the same time, we have to make sure that the countries that are using North Korea as a pawn. And I believe that both Russia and China, for decades, have used it as a pawn. They realize now it's not a good idea to have a armed-to-the-teeth Korean starving population that if their economy completely collapses, they even have to put troops on their border. So your comments. I think that we need humanitarian aid and retraining, and then I think then you build relationships. It's not just between man-to-man, which I think is good, and Trump is a master at that. I want to see something concrete where you're getting good food and good retraining, and then you can bring in the inspectors and so on.
Well, I think that's where it's headed. But I think you have to, again, you can't start from our past experience because
our
experience and their experience with us are not so good.
And yeah, you have to forget the past and move forward like that little movie.
What LaRouche always says is you have to look at where you want to be in 50 to 100 years.
Right.
And that's what Trump presented to Kim at their first meeting, an idea of what North Korea could be by 2030.
Right.
If there was an agreement. Now, it's one thing to talk and say, this is what we're going to do. You give up your nuclear weapons and we'll stop exercises in South Korea. Maybe we'll even withdraw our troops and then we can have peace. It doesn't work that way. You have to develop a certain amount of confidence.
Well, I think the sanctions I think the sanctions can come off once you get humanitarian aid. I think the first step should be...
That's a big part of it. That's a part of it. But to do that, Trump would have to remove the sanctions. And he's saying until there's, and this is where, you know, there's a difference between doing things incrementally, you know, step by step, as opposed to going for a big picture.
Right.
And in this case, Trump is right to hold out for the big picture.
Right.
Because you do things step by step. When you start out with distrust between two nations, it's very easy that you run into obstacles on any one of the steps that sabotage the whole thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so I think what he did that's most important, and again, this goes against everything that you just said previously about what existed in the past, the Russians and the Chinese are fully on board with Trump on how to deal with North Korea. The Japanese also.
They are now. That's right. In other words, there's been an abrupt change in those policies, but we know that the guidance systems and the material that from the Rosatom facility outside Moscow have been allowed them to jump forward.
But it doesn't matter because the South Korean army has been equipped by us. I mean, the point is that once you say we're moving into a new paradigm, and the new paradigm is your interests and our interests coincide on the following areas, and we're going to work together to
exactly.
Then you change. Now, the same thing is true with the trade deal with China. You know, Trump has held out for a big picture. Xi Jinping wants the big picture. Some of the negotiators don't want the big picture. Now, there are two reasons for
that. Exactly,
Some in China don't trust the Americans. Some, like Bolton and others, are behind the backs of Trump saying that we're going to go to war with China within 5 years. So you have some of the people, some of the neocons, do not want peace. They do not want a change. And that's why when Trump is there negotiating in Hanoi with Kim Jong-un, you have Democrats and the Republican House members allowed those hearings to take place while the media built them up into a big attack on Trump to try and not just distract him, but to undercut him.
Right. You know, put more time in it, so basically on these cable networks like CNN. So if he did make a deal, it would seem minor, or it's going to fail.
What they would say is he's doing that to distract from the Cohen hearings.
Yeah, and the Cohen hearing, by the way, if you look at the video clips, and I saw them this morning on Fox and Friends, it's hilarious to see the statements in 2016 on video that they put together on Fox and Friends, and the statements recently that... But they can never get him to say collusion. The four major points you mentioned in the first opening statement is the Democrats are having a conniption now. They can't connect the Russians as if they manipulate. And the way Trump is dealing with Russia is very statesmanly. He's not kissing Putin's butt. He's trying to work on something that's going to be real. And he's certainly not acting like he's a proxy of the Russians at all in any way. This is craziness. And the problem is eventually people are getting tired of this. I believe the Democrats are killing themselves politically, and it could be generations before we had another Democratic president because they've completely screwed themselves over with what they're doing.
Well, this is, Bill, this is where you and I have a disagreement because I see the Republicans as stupid as the Democrats.
Oh, that's the two parties are the evil party is the Democrats, and the stupid are the Republicans. Yeah.
What's the Republican policy on economics? It's more tax cut, less deregulation, more wealth for the wealthy, and austerity for the rest of the country. So the Democrats would do it differently.
I think that the second policy that Trump had to drop was to extend the tax relief for the middle class. And I agree, a lot of the money went to the large businesses.
The Republican Party's not going to do that. That's the problem.
Well, that's the problem. The Republican Party, if it doesn't revise itself, is going to geopolitically kill itself. You're right. That's why your statement on...
What I'm saying is both parties play into these geopolitical games.
Exactly.
That lead us toward war because they're not going to address the fundamental inequities with their policies. They're not going to rebuild the physical economy. Now, in the meantime, much of the rest of the world, and Trump sees this when he goes to Asia, the rest of the world is moving ahead. He was completely shocked by what he's seen the two times he's been in Vietnam. Remember, we pounded that country into the dark ages, and now Vietnam is a fairly successful kind of mini China.
Very industrious people and very rapidly expanding all the Asian countries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think your point is correct. The Republicans need to get their act together. That's why they lost the House, because they didn't have their act together. People like Paul Ryan and others, basically you have a problem on the left and the right. that don't want to address the public. Like, I want affordable health care. I want control of the borders, and the Democrats have gone over the edge on that. I don't want abortion of, you know, postnatal abortion either. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. CardiVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, Provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Example of something where we need to collaborate. The society as it is right now is very fragile, and every country is dependent on UHF transformers. My solution to the power problem is to get away from UHF step-down transformers. We have 10,000 of them. Total world production, most of it's in China, is about 200. So if you ever had a coronal mass ejection or even a mistaken, let's say, nuclear weapon or a satellite that blew up and knocked out a power grid or a coronal mass ejection, we're done. Now, if you lay plasma lines, and the Chinese are amazing at production, we could collaborate with them, and we could have these UHF transformers taken offline and start putting plasma distribution lines that don't need step-down transformers or boosting stations. Give an example of a defensive Earth strategy. We have to protect the ozone layer. What's happening right now is the ozone layer is being destroyed. There was a deal some years ago to ship our plastic to Asian countries to recycle for plastic, and unfortunately, something bad happened, and they dumped the plastic in the ocean. So there's a zone in the North Pacific that's three times the size of Texas full of trash that's literally sitting out there, and then we need to get things to grab all that garbage and to recycle it. We need to have a defensive Earth strategy against an incoming asteroid that's three times the size of the one that terminated the dinosaur 65 million years ago, with a 1% chance of it or its debris field hitting us in 10 years and 2 months, in April of 2029. So we need a defensive economy situation like a Bretton Woods. We need defense also against the human race, against genetically engineered transhumans.
Bill, you know, the idea of strategic defense of Earth was Lyndon LaRouche's idea in the 1980s when
right.
he said beyond the strategic defense initiative to render nuclear weapons impotent and obsolete, we
right.
need to collaborate using these new physical principles.
Right, so and we can do that even with satellite base to protect our magnetosphere, for example, from degradation, or to protect us against incoming radiation or objects like comets and asteroids. The one that hit Chelyabinsk about 5 years ago had a massive airborne burst explosion, blew up windows hundreds of miles from it in lower Russia. People don't realize we live in a very violent universe, and periodically these violent events can be civilization terminating. Something as simple as a coronal mass ejection like the one in the 1980s happened in northern Quebec that knocked out the James Bay Hydro Project was one-third as powerful as the Carrington event in 1859. And if something like that happened again, our civilization is not ready for it. And we could collaborate with the Chinese to protect our civilization from disaster rather than fighting each other.
Let me go back to the strategic situation again for a moment, because I think there's way too little thought going into this for most Americans. And
right.
there are three areas right now where Trump is highly innovative, engaging in statecraft on a very high level.
Right.
And that represent a change of paradigm. The first one, as we've been talking about, is with North Korea, where he's working directly with China, Russia, Japan, and South Korea, and will eventually succeed if he's not stopped by impeachment or by the imbecile neocons. Secondly, there's the situation in the Middle East with Syria and Afghanistan, where Trump is preparing to withdraw troops, not just from Syria, although that's being challenged by some of the Defense Department people and others, but in Syria and also Afghanistan. A top Taliban figure was in Washington last week. And then there's meetings going on in Doha right now with Khalilzad and the Taliban, and they're making a great deal of progress. And one of the things they're talking about is attacking the drug trafficking in that area. So you have the Syrian situation, you have the Korean situation, and then the trade deal with China, where Trump again is showing patience because there's motion on it. There are a couple of sticking points that still have to be worked out. One of them is the continued insistence that China open up its banking system, which they're not going to do. But there are ways around that. One of the ways around that is for the Chinese buying treasury bills and then using those for investment in U.S. infrastructure. And that's something that they're discussing.
Yes, they don't want to use the U.S. Treasury notes to invest in the U.S. The other thing is we need to pass Glass-Steagall, as you've mentioned for years, to protect people's private investments being used and leveraged by big mega banks and manipulators that actually would swallow up the Chinese economy.
That's
like it's one big gulp.
Necessary, but the Chinese have a Glass-Steagall.
No, don't we need it? See,
I know.
We can't really trade with them and have a full open banking system unless we fix our own store up.
That's the point. Peter Navarro is saying that China has to get rid of their Glass-Steagall bill, and the Chinese aren't
You're
going
kidding.
To. No.
Yeah, so, see, that's a major sticking point, and the Chinese are not stupid. They realize without protecting their investments, and remember, although there's about 250 to 300 million people in China, a lot of these are middle class. Just like in India, there's as large in a middle class as the entire population of the United States that are actually pretty well off by standards. And the problem is they're not going to just let their banking system be swallowed up by the West, are they?
No, they're not. And here's the deeper point there. They also know that despite all the nonsense spewed by CNBC and business analysts and Fox Business, that the U.S. economy and the European economy in particular are basket cases. The OECD, which is one of the think tanks in Europe, the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, is fairly reliable in looking at things like derivatives and debt obligations. And they put out a report last week that said that there are now $13 to $14 trillion in corporate debt, 54% of which is now rated at triple B or lower. Now, triple B is one step above junk bond. If you have 54% of the corporate debt at that level, what it means is you've got a catastrophe waiting to happen. Massive defaults. And what happens when corporate debt defaults? The banks default. And so the Chinese are looking at the Western banking model and they're saying, thanks but no thanks, we'll go our way. Now, that's why the Europeans reversed themselves on getting rid of quantitative easing. They're going to keep pumping money into the bubble the same way the Federal Reserve is. Now, Trump was right to stop the Fed from raising interest rates, but he's got to go the next step, which is Glass-Steagall, which is toward a credit policy so that we can generate credit into the small and medium enterprises, the real economy. Now, I think what's going to happen with the China negotiations is that they will reach an agreement. They'll roll back the tariffs. We'll start selling more. We'll also buy more. The total volume of trade will go up.
Right.
The
right.
trade deficit will drop over time. But the most important thing would be for the Chinese to bring the United States into the Belt and Road Initiative. And I just want to say something about you. Earlier you had said that the Belt and Road must be multilateral. It is. There are 87 nations.
Yeah, but America needs to have even bigger presence in the system in Europe than they do now. There's 87 nations, but in a sense, Trump's the only one bringing us into it in America and the West. And the problem is...
Because the Congress, because someone like Marco Rubio still has some influence, and he's an idiot. Marco Rubio wants to destroy... He wants to go to war with China. He wants to go to Venezuela.
It's a Pyrrhic victory, right?
He's a regime change fanatic.
And it's not going to happen. It's like, you know, you have to understand that you're dealing with a communist country, and they're going to if they modify, firstly, what we should do is, number one, we should not allow our tech companies to abuse the Chinese people by allowing them to rate their own people. So last week they started rating people so they couldn't get on planes or trains. And we should say this is not acceptable behavior to treat your citizens like this. And the same thing with the two-child policy. You can have two children now, but the third one, they grab the woman even up to the moment of delivery and a border. The problem
is,
that's not true,
Bill. That's not true.
Well, actually, I have relatives there, so I know it's true.
Let me
explain. It's something that's policies that have gone on for a long time. There are things that the Chinese want to fix. They realize that they're now getting much more public because they're becoming a major power. And America also can have it both ways. We have states that are pushing abortion law, ready to use infanticide.
This is the point. Let me just make a point on this. we now allow abortion after birth.
I know it's disgusting.
In the United States. We're doing things that we're accusing other countries of doing.
Were we even worse than China?
Well, let me say something else. The Chinese are being attacked with their so-called concentration camps for Muslims. These aren't concentration camps. They're trying to educate them and put them into jobs so they won't become fundamentalist lunatics. What did the United States do to deal with fundamentalist Islam? We blew them all to hell, including all the civilians around them. So we're attacking...
Well, a lot of people have died in Iraq and Afghanistan just because we prosecuted the war, and 500,000 children, we've assumed, have died for even lack of drugs since the Gulf War started back.
In Iraq, exactly. So when Rubio starts posturing on human rights, I think Trump was absolutely right when he stomped Rubio into the ground in the primaries. He's little Marco. He's a puppet for corporate interests.
Exactly.
And give absolutely no
credit. By the word, corporate's a good term because it's the undead. Corporations, to be honest with you, and private foundations have far too damn much power. That's why they're manipulating the banks and the international funds and so on, and controlling things. Look at, for example, the amount of money manipulated by the British through their Jersey and Guernsey Islands and Grand Cayman Islands. They're the largest investors of international funds all over the planet, and manipulation of geopolitics on the planet through their proxy of the United Nations. It's disgusting. And so a lot of the policies the British have, like the White Hats, saying that that Abbas wanted to kind of kill his own people with gas. Abbas wants things to stabilize
Assad
wants to stabilize his country. We're already winning against these terrorists. A lot of the terrorists were actually put there by people like John McCain and others who took selfies in 2009 near a town Amman, Jordan. So people have to understand what's going on here now. Is way out of control, and Trump's kind of trying to get it back to rationality, and he's in opposition on both sides, or distraction
well,
like
was
this.
There was a report in the BBC the other day that said that the stories of Assad using chemical weapons against his population were false, that this was a false flag.
Right.
And the BBC immediately took it off its website and fired the reporter who filed that.
Wow.
But there's a second story in the BBC which is interesting. After all these years of saying that people were fleeing Syria because of Assad, now that the war is ending, people are fleeing back into Syria.
Yeah, from Britain and elsewhere, right?
Well, from Turkey, from Jordan. There were 300,000 people last month that went from Jordan, the refugee camps in Jordan, back into Syria. If they were fleeing to Jordan because of Assad, and Assad's still there, why would they go back? Because people weren't leaving Syria until we started arming the so-called moderate rebels.
Right. Which are terrorists, by the way, working as a proxy for the big banks and the corporations, right?
Well, and these 400,000 people who are alleged to have died in Syria are victims of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the neoconservatives who pursued this regime change policy in Syria.
Right, and it was called the PNAC, the Project for the New American Century policy, where knocking off each nation and Syria is on their list.
Yeah. So this is where you see the difference between Trump, who basically said, we have no reason to kill or die in Syria. That's up to the Syrian people. That's what sovereignty means. Just as we wouldn't want Russia to come into South Texas and tell us how to treat the Mexican Americans, we have no right to go in and challenge what was going on in Syria when it was, for the most part, a peaceful country, a prosperous country. And it was changed, as was Libya, as was Iraq, by the intervention by these unilateralist geopoliticians allied with the British Empire. Now, Trump is trying to stop that. That's why they're trying to get rid of him, because he's breaking up.
He ticks off both the left and the right. I mean, it's not just a single issue of dealing with crazy Democrats, it's crazy Republicans too, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's why McConnell supported the Democrats who called for stopping the withdrawal from Syria. 68-23, there are, I think, 15 or 16 Republicans who voted with the Democrats on that.
Isn't that nuts? How can they act like that? I mean,
well, but think about the Democrats. You know, it's funny, the only Democrats who voted against this resolution, in other words, with supporting Trump, were Democrats who are running for president who don't want to be accused of being Republican.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that wild?
But not for principle.
No, just for politics, right? Man. It's so evident. Does the media and the politicians think we're all stupid out here in the public? They must. I think there's an IQ gap. We have, as a public, collectively, 20 to 30 IQ points over the so-called politicians and media. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter-free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you've purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. He's on every couple times a month. Welcome back. You had a very interesting comment about Schumer and so on about climate change. These maniacs, listen, I'm one of the charter founding members of Greenpeace almost 50 years ago. I was an oceanographer before I went into medicine in 73. These people are nuts. They're clinically evil and crazy. And the fact is that Mount Erebus in Antarctica generates 50,000 times more pollution than all the coal-fired and industries on the planet. And the fact is, we need to protect our planet Earth from incoming asteroids, a collapse of our geomagnetic protection of our magnetosphere, our ozone layer, etc., and incoming asteroids and comets, like 10 years and 2 months. The passage of what's called the largest, basically, asteroid, 3 times the size of the one that wiped out the dinosaurs. So when you mention Schumer, and I'd like you to continue your comment, these people are calling for climate change as their election issue. They're nuts. These are ignorant, self-interested political whacks that want to use the environment to control the population.
They're very easy to counter because this idea of a Green New Deal, in fact, it's been tried before. It was tried
old by deal.
The Green New Deal is a eugenics policy.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the climate.
Right.
It has to do with shutting down technology, shutting down science, and
shutting down reproduction too.
Well, exactly. And leaving a population unprepared to deal with the kinds of extremes in weather, which have mostly to do with the position of the Earth and the solar system in the broader.
Yeah. Universe. Right now we're going through a Maunder cooling period, which any geomagnetic expert in astrophysics understands happens every 360 years. 360 years ago, it drove the Danes and the Vikings out of Greenland. I mean, excuse me, this is natural cycles. So when they invented garbage like the polar vortex garbage from...
They didn't have a lot of combustion engines in Greenland 360 years ago, did they?
No. And so when I hear this foolishness, it's like, stop it. Now, we need to stop pollution. We need to make sure we make deals for their plastics. They don't dump it out in the oceans. We need to make sure the companies have smokestacks like in China and elsewhere. They scrub all the pollution so their cities are livable, which we've done, by the way. L.A. is way better than it was 40 years ago. I went there to do a residency at UCLA and at VA hospital. The fact is, we can clean up our act globally, and we can also start defending our whole planet economically and otherwise, and share technology. The human race is an organism, and we have to start acting like one, right?
One of the ways to do that is to apply the principle that LaRouche called energy flux density, that
right.
By going to higher temperature burning processes in industry,
right.
You deal with the pollution. The so-called greenhouse, what the Japanese did with their steel industry, where they increased productivity and lessened the pollution.
Right.
This is the way you do these things. This is how mankind has always advanced. I mean, if we were still burning peat moss and charcoal for electricity, I mean for heat, for warmth, with a population of 7 billion people, there would be black clouds all over the earth.
Well, that's what they're doing in Africa, and then they're trying to get rid of so-called fossil fuels, which is the fossils inside their head. There's no such thing as fossil fuels. It's created by nuclear reactions inside the earth. So when I hear these morons, this theory was brought forward called the gold theory in 1951, a year before I was born, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The Russians believed it. I have two friends that are oil engineers in Afghanistan, what's it called, the Aral Basin, and the Russians started drilling 50-some years ago down to 40,000 feet, and that's why they were, for a long time, the number one oil producer. They're still number two behind us now. People don't know that.
Well, and I think the point is you get people like Ocasio-Cortez who say that if we don't reverse this now, we're all going to be dead in 12
years.
She's
clueless. She is dangerous. She needs to be in a psych ward.
I think she's clueless, but I think she's being put up to this by other people.
Well, she was recruited by a Democrat that was called JusticeDemocrats.com. And they recruited 75 of these politician heads.
She has backing from the Soros networks and MoveOn.org. But that's beside the point. The point is that she made some comments which, if she were really sophisticated, she wouldn't make. That is, if you know that the environmentalist movement, as it's emerged, is for eugenics, for population reduction, you don't talk about it that way. You talk about cleaning the environment. She came out the other day and said, look, maybe people should stop having babies. Now,
yeah, I know. She's not even sophisticated enough to actually polish her message to make it look good when it's really noxious.
That's my point. That's why they can be defeated, because if you actually look at what they're proposing, if you shift it away from coal, natural gas, and nuclear to solar and wind in the United States, the next polar vortex, you'd have hundreds of thousands of casualties. People would freeze to death.
Right.
And that's what they're creating. In Germany, there was just a study done which showed that the costs of electricity have gone up about 80% in Germany in the last 10 years because of the shift away from nuclear. Now they're trying to get out of coal. You know, since I've been here in 3 years, the prices have gone up about 20% on utilities.
Wow.
That's just the beginning. And here's the irony. The European Union is opposed to any state subsidy for anything except for so-called renewable energy. Well, if it's renewable, why do you need a state subsidy? Because you can't produce, the grids cannot carry and transmit power, so that it all has to be local. It all has to be huge
volume. So it's not subsidized. It can't sustain itself, in other words.
Exactly. If it weren't subsidized, it would be 3 to 4 times more per kilowatt hour. And so
that's so ridiculous. Damn it, you know.
Well, and the people who are pushing this in Germany, the key person, I've mentioned his name before. People should look this up, a guy named Schellenhuber, S-C-H-E-L-L.
Yeah, I think you mentioned him before.
B-E-R. He's a member of the Order of the British Empire, which he's very proud of. He's also on the Pontifical Scientific Academy. But more importantly, he's Merkel's key advisor.
Oh, no.
He argues that the Earth's carrying capacity, that is the number of people who should be sustained on the Earth, would be between 1 and 2 billion maximum. Now, the real extremists say it should be only 500 million. So the question, you know, we have people going out into the field now in New York City to challenge Ocasio-Cortez, and we have a sign-up sheet. We go up to people and we say, all right, you believe in the Green New Deal? And they say, yeah. And then we say, okay, which family member of yours are you willing to have killed so that it'll work? And people say, huh, what? And then we show them Ocasio-Cortez's comment that you can't have a growing population. You have to have a smaller population.
You got to kill your grandchildren, in other words.
Or, you know what, you want to get rid of your brother, your mother, your cousin, your uncle? Who
well,
should go?
It's fake science, actually. It's dressing up environmentalism as, and really it's a eugenics program.
Exactly. And, Bill, when I was a freshman in college in 1967, the first lecture I went to was one by Paul Ehrlich, who wrote this classic book, The Population Bomb. And he predicted by 2000 there would be massive die-offs because of lack of food. But in 1967, he said, okay, everyone sitting in this room, look to the left of you, look to the right of you. One of the three of you is too many. And a lot of people heard that and became committed environmentalists. Others just became drug fiends because they said, well, look, if I'm going to use up the resources, I might as well get some pleasure out of it before I go.
And I think the problem, I think, is that people don't ask better questions. One thing about the LaRouche Foundation, you guys ask good questions and try to think out solutions. The problem I see is that the other side, whether it's the Rhino Republicans or the Democrats, want to pretend the problem is insoluble because they're the masters of chaos on both sides. They don't want to think that things are solvable, are they?
It's insoluble. They teach that it's insoluble because they say man is essentially an animal who's not capable of creative revolutionary change. But unlike the beasts of burden, man is a creative being who is capable of devising.
We're made in the image of the Creator God. We are co-creators of the universe.
Exactly.
In fact, it's God's destiny, and Jesus said it, for us to become the bride of God, the everlasting bride of the Creator God. So as you spread out in the stars, like Bezos talks about a trillion people out in space, probably this century we will. There's this miniseries on TV now. They're in the third season, where in the miniseries, two centuries from now, we've colonized five major places like Titan, a moon of Jupiter, as well as Mars, and they have their own population. And by the third season, they're actually at war with Earth. I mean, this is hypothetical, but the fact is, we're going to spread out to the stars, and 1,000 years from now, we'll probably be on tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of planets and star systems, parsecs of space, hundreds of light years from here. And people don't get this.
One of Lyndon and Helga LaRouche's best friends, who's now unfortunately deceased, was a man named Kraft Erika, who was one of the top German space scientists who came and worked with NASA. And he had a concept, the extraterrestrial imperative. It's necessary for man to go out exploring space for a whole variety of reasons. But this is our destiny. And more importantly, what is more exciting for young people than the idea that there are frontiers that are there to be discovered? There are mysteries of the universe for us to unravel, as opposed to staring into our belly button and speaking things or injecting things.
I'm going to make a bold statement that without mankind spreading out into space, we will die as a civilization.
Absolutely. And the fact is, what are the Chinese doing right now? They're going into space.
Right.
They're encouraging, they're getting the Vietnamese to go with them. They're offering, I think there's a French astronaut who's going to go up with the Chinese soon.
Right.
We used to do that. This was the Kennedy era. You know, when you and I were children, you
right.
had space program. You had this idea that we're, as Kennedy said, we're going to the moon not because it's easy, but because it's hard. We're going to take up the hard challenges. And now people don't want that. People want
well,
to
Well, here's what's gone on, though, because I was actually had above top secret clearance. I took care of employees working at the space fleet flying between in our colony on Mars since 1982. The fact is we've hidden our space program. And this is one of the things the Chinese haven't done. They assigned 5 years ago 3,500 scientists to build tokamak fusion reactors. I've discussed for 9 years how to build one on this show. And Lockheed Martin 2 years ago in 2017 put in information about how to build a tokamak fusion reactor 28 by 32 feet that could generate power for 80,000 homes. The fact is we have this technology for 50 years. The Chinese know we're lying and hiding it. They know that a lot of the solutions already exist. And the Chinese are not going to be barred by these so-called secret cabals to make sure that these solutions to world problems are not dealt with.
Bill, since we're down to the last minute or two, let me suggest something for your listeners. Go to the website SchillerInstitute.com, which is S-C-H-I-L-L-E-R, Institute.com.
Right.
And look at a webcast I did today with Helga Zepp-LaRouche, where she talked precisely about this, what the fusion technology revolution would mean for mankind as a shared destiny for the future.
Well, I see the Hadron Collider will bring it out as well. The Chinese are going to co-develop it even without our help. We already have fusion reactors and miniaturize them even in our space fleet. The fact is I know exactly how to do it. You mine helium-3 from the moon. You actually have these plasma engines firing at them at near light speed. And it creates a plasma field. You draw off the energy. And you have enormous...
directly from it.
Directly from it. And the fact is a small fusion reactor could, in distributed power lines, would then no more danger of a UHF transformer being hit by a coronal mass ejection or a weapon or a cyber attack. You'd have power that would never go out. And you'd have redundancy. So, you know, if we don't do these things, we're going to pay for it. To say 90% of the population, and I have classified documents from Australia, Canada, and America up to 20 years ago, that if the power goes out, 90% of the population would be dead in 6 months. We don't need to do that. We can fix the problem. And LaRouche Foundation is always ahead of the curve.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rents.com.